Certainly it is good to be here.
Yes.
And I thank the Lord for the privilege of getting to be down here and get to see Brother Randy twice in 1 month. Told me the other day, I said, well, we get to see each other once a month and go to prayer meeting. So we have to make the most of it. I really appreciate getting to be with everybody here again. And everybody that's come out to be at the house of the Lord. If you got your Bibles, turn with me to Ezekiel 37. You Bible scholars know exactly where that is and what that is about. My recollection in my 9 years of preaching, I don't think I've ever preached in this chapter before. Certainly read many times, but I don't think I've preached in this chapter before. Don't know what the need is tonight. Don't know what everybody's heart is tonight. But there's a reason for this message that God has put on my heart.
Amen.
And if nobody else gets any other, I know it's me. The Bible says in Ezekiel chapter 37, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry.
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and I prophesied, and as I prophesied, there was a noise. Behold, a shaking. Bones came together, bone to his bone. When I beheld, lo, the sinews of the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say unto the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came unto them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dry, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus saith the Lord God, behold my people, I will open your graves, and cause you to come up out of your graves, and bring you into the land of Israel. You shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I, the Lord, have spoken it, and performed it, saith the Lord. That's about as much as we're going to read about now. Thank you for standing to the attention of the Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord. Now we know from the description here in verse 11 that he said that this represents the house of Israel. How they say we're dried up and how we can't become a nation and we're just all hope is lost. But God said he's going to make a nation out of them. He was going to gather them back up in their own land. Even further down here begins to expound on that a little bit more. And we see that happening, prophecy fulfilling today, and that's happening all over the world where they've been scattered. They're coming back to their own land.
Yeah.
Amen. We see that the Lord was talking about that, but that's not exactly where we're going to go with this message tonight. The thought that's on my mind that I can't get out of my mind when I begin to read this scripture and think of the other scriptures which the Lord permit will allow us to go is dried up. And how funny it was that as we was out there talking just a few minutes ago, me and some of the other men from the church, God was talking about how dry it was outside, how they hadn't any rain, and how all the grass is down, the ponds are getting low, and all these other evidences of dryness throughout the land. I began to think about dryness earlier today as I've seen some of these scriptures here, and I begin to picture, I mean, a lot of us picture of that valley of dry bones when we think of dryness. We picture desert places and people in the desert, nothing anywhere around. But really the image that stuck in my mind the most. If any of you, and I'm sure some of you have, if any of you have seen the old Gunsmoke days and old westerns of the 80s and even earlier on, They had that dusty, dirty look to them, especially if you found yourself in a ghost town where there wouldn't nobody be found.
Yeah.
Hey, they'd be dust blowing in the wind. They'd be tumbleweeds just rolling all over the place.
Yeah.
Hey, and all of a sudden you'd have this little cowboy. He'd come in off his horse. Hey, man, he'd be parched. His mouth would be dry, maybe full of blisters. Hey, man, where he'd been out there riding in the desert. Hey, man, I could picture a lot of dirt and everything over his face. And you know how they always had that raspy sound when they would holler for water? They'd try to holler as loud as they could, but all that would come out would be water.
Yeah.
Water. Mm-hmm. Because they were so dry.
Amen.
They were so parched.
Yeah.
I begin to think about this. Maybe there's nobody in this town. Maybe the saloon is closed up. Maybe there's no drugstore there to get some water, and all he sees on the side of, hey, is an old trough where the horse would eat water.
Yeah.
The horse would drink water, and maybe he was so desperate he got to that trough and began started drinking some of that, even though it was terrible, nasty. Hey, man, you'd be surprised what you do if you got thirsty.
Amen. Yeah.
And then you say, I wouldn't do that. Well, think of the prodigal son. Look what he had, man.
Amen.
He got so hungry, he was about to eat some pus.
Yeah.
Of the food and the hog slop out there.
Amen.
And the pig pen. Amen.
Yeah.
But, amen, I begin to think about that. That image just seared in my mind, an old ghost town. Nothing but wind and dirt just flying everywhere. And I got to begin to think about that. That's how some of our lives have, amen, get to be after a while. Amen. Yeah. On this road to salvation. On this road to heaven, sometimes every now and then, hey man, our lives begin to feel dry. They begin to feel parched, and we begin to long, and we begin to thirst, hey man, for a fresh anointing, for something, hey man, to give water to this old dry, thirsty soul.
Yeah.
Amen, brother. Begin to think about that, and begin to look at Scripture, begin to search the Word of God. And I found in a place in Jeremiah chapter 17, Bible says in verse 5, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh his flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heat in the desert.
Uh-huh.
Shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places.
Yep.
In the wilderness, in a salt land not inhabited.
Right.
Well, you talk about getting thirsty, you have your mouth full of salt, you'll be running for water in a heartbeat.
Amen.
Amen. But notice this, he said that was to come upon the man that was a curse. That dryness, that parchment was a curse.
Right.
Amen. To the man that departed from trusting in the Lord and began to trust in man.
Yeah.
But he says, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. Listen to this. This reminds me of Psalms over there, chapter 1. It said, for he shall be as a tree planted by the water.
Yeah.
No more parts of this word out there. Amen. What a stream of water just flowing to the roots of those trees.
Yeah.
That spreadeth out her root by the river and shall not see when the heat cometh. But her leaves shall be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought. Neither shall cease from yielding fruit.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what it's like to be refreshed from the Lord. Amen. The Bible talks about times of refreshing. Amen. It talks about different places. Amen. In the Bible, about the former, the latter rain. Amen. In Joel, it talks about the former, the latter rain of being sent to His people.
Bless Him, Lord.
And amen. A lot of times in our life, like I said, we begin to be parched. We begin to be dry. Amen. We begin to thirst after righteousness. The Bible says, blessed is the man who thirsts and hunger after the righteousness, for he shall be
feel. Amen.
A lot of times, I don't know about anybody else, but a lot of times you'll pick up the Word and it seems like you can't get nothing out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You begin to search your heart, you begin to think about things, you begin to ask God, you begin to pray, and you just run around in circles.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, Lord, why am I so dry?
Yeah.
Why do I feel so dry? Amen. And I begin to think about another place where there was a not necessarily a drought, but there was a different kind of water source.
Yeah.
Amen. It was talked about in the Bible. And that's John 14.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob's well, and the woman that found herself there, the Samaritan woman,
yeah,
who had no dealings with a Jew. Amen. Was supposed to be there. And Jesus, before this, said, I must needs go through Samaria.
Yeah.
No doubt it was for the purpose to meet that woman.
Amen.
Single woman at the well of Jacob.
Yeah.
Amen. That he had to go through Samaria.
Bless him.
We find as he goes through Samaria, after his journey, it's a long journey, he begins to find himself a place to see it, and he's thirsty. And as he plants himself there, the woman comes and she's getting ready to draw water for the water pots.
Yeah.
And she says, this Jewish man here. And it says in verse 7 of John chapter 4, there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me drink, thou wouldst ask of him, and he would have given thee living water.
Amen.
The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou this living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said to her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Whosoever drinketh the water that I shall give him shall never thirst.
Amen.
Water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
Amen.
The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. And Jesus saith unto her, go, call thy husband, and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus saith unto her, thou hast said, well, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom now thou hast is not thy husband, in that thou sayest truly. Amen. Begin to tell her everything she ever did. As it says, that she went out going through the countryside witnessing to the people, come see a man that told me everything ever I did. Surely is this the Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus there was the source of water.
Yep.
Amen. The Bible says in Ephesians, I believe it's chapter 3 or 4 over there, talks about the water of the Word of God. Amen. If you want to be filled with water, you want to be filled with the water of everlasting life. It talks about here, one good way to get out of those dry places that we've been talking about, amen, is to sit down and just read the Word. Sit down and instead of start pouring yourself into it. You know, sometimes faith is pouring yourself into God when you have nothing left to give.
Amen.
Faith is pouring yourself into God, knowing and hoping that He will reciprocate and pour Himself into you. Let me tell you, His water is like a flood. Amen. When all we have left is the tears coming out of our eyes, God's water is like a flood. Amen. He's able to supply our every need. He's able, amen, to give us what our soul most desires.
Yeah, amen.
The problem with the world today is they're trying to find what their soul desires, but they're finding it in all the wrong places. They find it in the pill bottle. They find it in the regular bottle. They find it in all kinds of illicit living and lifestyle.
Yeah.
Amen. If they just come to the source, amen, of all life.
Yep.
If they come to the well, amen, they had the water of life,
amen,
they never have to thirst again.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
What an amazing thing that is to think about, those dry places.
Amen.
Dried up. Amen. Ezekiel didn't know what to say. He said, God asked him, can these bones live? Ezekiel said, Lord, thou knowest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Right.
He began to tell Ezekiel what to do to get the bones to come back to life, to get the dry places to come in flesh, to get the dead to become living again. You know, I believe God has some things for us to do, amen, to get the water, the saturation, and the life back in our life.
Amen.
Back in our spiritual walk with Him. One of them I've already mentioned is to search the Word.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus told us to search the Scriptures. Amen. Prayer is another good way.
Amen.
Amen. To get soaked up in the Word and soaked up in the Lord.
Amen.
I'll confess to you, I don't pray as often as I should. Sometimes I feel like, Lord, I don't know how to pray. Sometimes I feel like just the least of anybody and say, Lord, I just feel like the words I say are like He told us in His gospel, amen, the vain repetition sometimes. And I feel like all I can do is just stutter the best that I know how.
Amen.
Sometimes all that can come out, hey, it's just a little tear.
Uh-huh.
I can't even get my lips to move. You know what? God sees that.
Amen.
Bible says it's the groanings of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Amen. With groanings which cannot be uttered. Amen. That God is able to hear and able to understand.
Right.
Amen. Because there's just a language that He just shares and He can translate into Himself. Thank you. I don't worry about anything.
Right.
I tell you. When we don't know how to pray, we should still pray.
Amen.
Amen. Prayer changes things. Caleb sings a song. It's amazing what a prayer can do.
Amen.
I encourage you, look up in the Bible of people that knew how to get a hold of God.
Uh-huh.
Look up about Moses. Amen. He talked to God. He had to lead a whole nation out of Egypt and through the wilderness. And he talked to God.
Yeah.
Amen. Abraham talked to God. He went to God for Lot's behalf that Lot would not be destroyed in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah,
amen. He talked to God as he was his friend.
That's right, brother.
We look at Jesus. He's the greatest example of talking to the Lord. Mm-hmm. Amen. Praying to God. He talked to his Father. We have to remember, if we're children of God, amen, God is our heavenly Father.
Yeah.
Amen. And we have this picture of a high and lofty God, which He is high and lifted up and worthy of all praise and all acceptation. But I'm telling you, He is just like a Father here on earth.
Amen.
Amen. That we can take our desires to. We can take our problems to.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Instead of paying the psychiatrist $75 an hour, we just talk to the Lord. The Bible says He's a great physician.
Amen. Amen.
Best therapist there ever was.
Amen.
Is the Lord. Well, what's funny about that is people see you talking to yourself and they think you're crazy.
Yeah.
That's all right. You just keep talking to the Lord.
Hey,
the Lord's here.
Lord,
amen. Having some time to spend in the Word of God, some time to spend in prayer. Amen. And as we are tonight, assembling ourselves together.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you really don't understand just how much that helps us in our Christian walk until you begin to miss it.
Mm-hmm.
Until you get sick and you can't go, and you begin to long for the days when you could used to be able to go out to the house of God.
Yeah.
And you took it for granted. Amen. This morning I got up about 12 o'clock and I was as sick as a dog. I was telling Randy earlier, I said, I didn't know if I was about to call it off and not be able to come. I had to go to my home church and I had to go sing for a lady. I had to go to her home and have a little home service there. And then I had to come here and I said, Lord, I don't know what to do. I said, I'm going to have some help. Get over this madness. I told my wife, I said, usually it takes me at least another day to get over something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I woke up this morning feeling just fine. Everything's all right. Not sick at all.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. That's what God can do.
Amen.
I'm glad that my help comes from the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. It don't come from Walmart Pharmacy.
Amen.
It don't come from Walgreens. It comes from the Lord.
Amen.
And when we're dry, when we're parched, that's the same position.
Yeah.
That can give us the water we desire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can give us, it can satisfy that thirst, amen, that we have. Book of Jude over there talks about another kind of dryness. It begins to talk about being spots in the feast of charity and clouds without water carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withereth without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. You ever felt that way sometimes?
Yes, sir.
Lord, I just feel as dry as an old dead, dry tree. That ain't pretty.
Yeah.
Jesus came to a fig tree one time. Mm-hmm. The Bible says He went there and He had found nothing but leaves.
Mm-hmm.
No fruit, no production.
Mm-hmm.
And He cursed it and He withered it away.
Yeah.
There's another man in the Bible. It was a parable that Jesus gave. Talked about this. It said a certain man had a fig tree, Luke 13. 6. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and saw fruit thereon and found none.
Mm-hmm.
Then said he to the dresser of his vineyard, Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down, why cumbereth it the ground?
Mm-hmm.
Feels like a long time when you're in dry places.
Amen.
How long, oh Lord, how long do I have to be in this dry valley? But the verse 8 says, And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I dig about it, and dung it, fertilize it. And if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after that, thou shalt cut it down. Amen. Anytime something is dry, yes, we need to water it, but we also need to feed it. We also need to nourish it. That's what the Word does for us.
Amen.
Amen. It helps us to produce fruit. It tells us to produce fruit. Jesus said in John 15, I'm the vine, you're the branch.
Yeah.
Without me, you can do nothing.
Amen.
But if you abide in me, you shall, your joy shall be full, and you shall provide, you shall bear much fruit.
Amen.
Amen. Have you found yourself out of the vine? Amen. Why are you dry? Or maybe it's perhaps that you found yourself out of the vine, and you need to get back in close relationship with God again.
Amen.
Close relationship with Christ. Amen. This man had a desire to see this fruit tree, amen, this fig tree produce some fruit. He was willing, amen, to take another year out of his life and say, I'm going to work hard on this.
Uh-huh.
I'm willing to go the extra little mile. A lot of times as Christians, sometimes we just, any little thing will kick us out of the blessing, knock us out of going to church, knock us out of fellowshipping with our church folk, or knock us out of doing whatever God was wanting us to do.
That's right.
We need to have the tenacity, and we need to have that boldness and that, just that go-getterness, I guess the best way that I could call it, to stick to our ground,
yeah,
and say, Lord, I'm going to do the best I can and fertilize myself with the Word of God and with prayer and sometimes with fasting. Oh, me. Amen. Sometimes it takes pushing that plate away for a little extra portion of get down on your knees and get with God and say, Lord, help me.
Amen.
Jesus wasn't afraid to fast.
That's right, brother.
He wasn't afraid to pray. He wasn't ashamed to pray, to communicate with God. This old fig tree, amen, that the man, he said, I want to dress it. I want to take a little time,
yeah,
and nothing about it. You know, God gave me a message, a word, not too long ago. I was preaching on the foundation about the rock and the sand, building your house on the rock and the sand. The Bible says the man that built his house on the rock, he had to dig deep.
Yeah.
I begin pondering those two words, dig deep. I begin to ask the Lord, Lord, what does it mean to dig deep? You know, the Bible says sometimes, amen, he told one of the churches in Revelation that you have to go back and do your first works over again.
Mm-hmm.
I begin to think, you know, Lord, when I was in high school, laying a foundation for the rest of my Christian walk with the Lord, I guess, when I was a young Christian, what was it that I did that I don't do now? That I feel dried up. One, I don't say enough in the Word like I should. Two, when I used to study the Bible as a kid in high school, I would have a notebook beside me. And I would write in the notebook everything that the Lord gave me out of that study I was studying on. And I've got those notebooks still. I go back and read some of those. But you know what has happened? Amen? Oh, we're too busy. Oh, life just gets, you get older and you get more responsibilities and you got to do all this stuff. But you know what ultimately comes down to? You have choices. You have choices that you have to make. And sometimes, the Bible says the way of the man seems, the way of the man seems right to the man, but the end of the way is thereof is death.
Yeah.
Sometimes we make the wrong choices.
Amen.
And let me tell you, we pay for those choices.
Amen.
We have to pay for those. Amen. We get chastised, and for the Lord, He chastises us as He does His own children, because we are.
Amen.
And sometimes it takes a lot of beatings, a lot of whoopings. I didn't get many whoopings when I was in school. Amen. I didn't like them whoopings. But it seems like as I've got older, amen, this old flesh has got more rebellious.
Yeah.
And I need more whoopings than I used to when I was a kid.
Oh, brother.
And I'm just being honest with you. I mean, I feel the Lord, I feel like the least one among the brethren, the sisters here today.
Bless Him, Lord.
But I'm glad that God is a loving God.
Amen.
And those who call upon Him, amen, He will no lies cast out.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I'm glad when we go through dry places.
Bless Him, Lord.
Amen. The Word of God is still there.
Yeah.
Just as moist and as refreshing as it ever was.
Amen.
Amen. That we can go to the wells of salvation,
yeah,
and draw water as much as we need.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
The Bible says in Isaiah 55, I'm going to turn there real quick so I don't misquote it.
Bless you, God, Lord.
Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters.
Uh-huh.
He that hath no money, come ye and buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without price, without money. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. You know what our problem is sometimes? Same problem the Israelites had. When Jeremiah, amen, had a rough time with them, the Lord told them in Jeremiah 6:16, stand ye in the ways and see and ask the old paths,
yeah,
wherein is the good way,
mm-hmm,
and walk therein and you shall find rest for your soul.
Amen.
But they said, we will not walk. You know, if we're to have any kind of times of refreshing, any kind of latter form of rain, spiritual rain on our lives, we have to get to the point where we're willing to say, God, we're going to do whatever you want us to do.
Amen.
I remember stories of old farmers. They would get out where their crops were. There was droughts all over places. And they'd get out in the dry places of the crop. And they'd get on their knees and they'd sew their pants and they'd pray to the Lord, God, we need rain. They talked to God in heaven. Amen. Just like the days of old, the people that I mentioned earlier, Moses, Abraham, all those heroes of the faith that talked to the Lord. Amen. And we need to be able to do that today. All we have is communication anymore. Is we got texting, or we got Facebook, or we got this, or we got that. There's no more face to face. It's all face to phone. And we've started to treat God that way.
Yeah.
That's the truth. God, I'll give you a little short message, a little short prayer, when it's convenient for me. We've started to treat Him in that fly-by-night society.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the Lord, we got to spend time. We have to slow down. Amen? Or the whole thing just passes by.
Mm-hmm.
We have to slow down. Be able to get where the well is. And get refreshed. Amen. I'm glad that we have services like this where we don't have to worry about being rushed. We don't have to worry about, we got to get home, do this, still get home, do that.
Amen.
Every time I come to the house of the Lord, I pray, Lord, help me leave everything else outside.
Amen.
Help me to worship
you
here and now.
Yeah.
Where I am in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way we need to worship the Lord. I'm going to ask you for Daniel to come and give a song.
Bless him.
And we all stand today. Every head bowed, no one looking around. I didn't come here to scold nobody. I didn't come here to condemn anybody. I come here to help and lift up and edify, as the Bible says, the church. Because I know if nobody else needs it, I do.
Amen.
I need to be assured that, yes, there's still plenty.
Yeah.
Amen. Of refreshing spiritual water for my
Amen.
Soul. If I'm just ready to come and get a dip
of
the Master. Quit asking God, quit worrying, Lord, how are you going to do this for me? Lord, you don't have nothing to draw with. The well is too deep. God can give you that water, my friend. If you'll come to the well, He'll provide a way. What are you coming to? We've already got some coming. Would there be somebody needing a gift from the Master's well? A refreshing, a moisture in their soul that seems so dry. Willing to do the things that it takes for that water to never thirst again. Would you come?